All right, Max Anstey, Lakewood. Man, nice second moto. Good job overall on the day, and you got to be stoked with your ride. That was pretty good.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy because, you know, coming here, it's one of those places and tracks that the teams and the bikes with experience are definitely going to have an advantage because the bike runs so different here. So for my guys to come here for the first time and we figured it out. We even went out riding last night yesterday evening. Yeah, yesterday evening we found a track and I just feel like we then started two steps ahead. I mean, it's still completely different. The race track and the race feel here is weird. Like, even the intensity, I feel like I'm fine when it's super hot or super sandy. Like, I felt really strong last week. Like, I felt fit, I felt solid, I felt strong. And then this week, it was weird. Like, it's cool, but it is weird. It's hard to breathe. Like, it's just a strange thing. Like, I'm riding and I'm like, I just feel not quite as, like, sharp or as, like, aggressive, or I just feel a little bit flat. But no, it was just a strange experience because obviously, yeah, it's my first time here for years. I mean, I did come here when I was like 16.
I was going to ask you that if you'd been here before, but yeah, long time.
I did come here when I was 16, but I feel like I'm a completely different person since then. Right, so, and it's so hard to remember being a young kid on a 250 to now. So I've got to say, Clark, my crew chief, and Dave, my mechanic, did a great job because we dialed things in quickly and we made the best of each session. And we definitely put ourselves in a good position. The starts were good. I was solid. I was strong. We're making progress. Each week we're there, we're in the race, and I'm just happy to be out here racing.
It was one of those races, I think, where a chassis is hard to set up. A lot of twitchiness, a lot of square edgy stuff, you know? So if you were happy with your bike, that's a good job for everybody.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those tracks where there's a lot of ruts and you kind of got to know the sneaky little lines. Like, I struggled with that in practice. I was just kind of riding in the middle of the track, and then I figured, right, actually the first moto helped me because I got to follow Christian Craig and Baggett a little bit, and both of those guys had some really good lines, and then it kind of just settled me in a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for sure, it's not an easy track to set the bike up. But yeah, we're in the race. Okay, like, I'm still a racer, you know. I still want to win. I want to get to that point. Mm-hmm. But as where we are now, this is as good as a win or a podium for us because we've come a long way. We're in the race, and we're only going to grow and get better. So I'm happy.
That chicane move last week was the talk of our shows. We all loved it. It was fantastic. Good job on that.
I know, everyone went wild on it, and I looked at it on the when we did track walk. Yeah. I was like, oh, if they don't build this up, surely everyone's going to go inside. Like, because that's what everyone did at Millville. You went down the big hill, and everyone went right, left, inside. That was the main line, and that was a split section. Yep. So I just figured out. And then second moto, I the berm kind of pushed into it, and I thought, oh, this line's a bit easier than doing what I was doing. So, no, it's just one of those things. I didn't really think too much about it, and then that when I came in, the guys were like, yeah, they were going to try and disqualify you. I was like, for what? What did I do?
Yeah.
I didn't, there wasn't any, I didn't think that was a problem. It's just no one else was doing it, I guess. So, oh well.
That was sweet. Do you think Lewis Phillips is happy with your ride today?
I think so. I mean, I need to speak to him. I'm sure he spoke to my wife already, they've probably been critiquing me about something. I'm happy, and I'm glad that I've got the support from the boys back at home. Yeah. And, the MX Vice boys, they're my guys back at home. So I'm when they can get out here, hopefully for Supercross, then we'll be ready for a takeover.
You're almost probably bummed that things wrapping up next week. You're kind of getting to a bit new levels, huh?
Yeah and no. Okay. One, I still feel I know it's kind of cliche or cringy, but I'm super thankful that we can even go racing. You know, I feel good that the whole year that it's been, and even with my injury, I'm just happy that we've done this championship. We've been racing, you know, it's happened. There was many times for me, you know, moving halfway around the world, being injured, not racing Supercross, there was some times when I was sat there thinking, shit, what if they don't even race outdoors? Yeah. Like, what if I've just moved here and I don't even get to ride?
Yeah.
What are the team gonna think? Like, I didn't know the guys then. I didn't know the people. And I also don't have the... It's like you guys in America, you're all in your own world. And in Europe, we're in our own world. See, in Europe, it wouldn't be a surprise if I won a moto like I did at Lommel or was winning races or on the podium. But yet here, I was kind of coming in like... and after a year out, it was strange. Like, honestly, I've never felt like... where you're so unsure and things like that. So one, I'm thankful just to even be able to go racing and be in the race. And another thing, like, you know, I had no idea coming in to this season. You know, people were telling me before I'd even was riding with my foot up that, oh, I might as well retire, it's a waste of time riding, coming over here. And they were slagging the brand, the team, the, you know, people love to hate on the bike, on all this stuff. But honestly, the Suzuki and my team, HEP Motorsport Suzuki with Twisted T, they have really stepped it up and done a great job. My mechanic is great. My crew chief is great. Dustin does a great job. My teammate, Adam, he's great.
He's the wizard.
He calls me the wizard because he thinks I sound like Harry Potter. For the first few rounds, all I had to say was, "You're a wizard, Harry. And Dobby is a free elf." And we're in Gryffindor. I brought him some glasses.
Oh, we got
and
matching Gryffindor scarves over the line.
Yeah, so
he's something else.
So no, at the end of the day, I'm happy. We've made a good improvement and we're doing well. And I honestly feel like there's potential. And I wasn't wrong. I saw that from the outside before I even signed with the team, before I'd even come over here. Yeah. I liked the vibe from the people and I wasn't wrong. So I feel like, you know, we've established ourselves. I know you guys are all going to go, okay, right, it's outdoors. I should be half decent outdoors. Yeah. But honestly, the way my foot is right now, or the way I was at Loretta's, I feel like I was at 70%. I'm at 90% now. Yeah. I can be a lot better. And the second point, getting back to how I'm happy now that the season's over, is I've got I've got 12 weeks to prepare properly for Supercross. Right. Instead of rushing it, I'm now comfortable with the bike. You know, I've raced outdoors, so I know I can do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not going to underestimate Supercross. I'm not going to take anything for granted. Obviously, I'm not stupid.
I mean, you did it before, so it's...
But I'm also not stupid in the fact that the boys know what they're doing. I can look at an outdoor track and I know what I want, whereas I don't necessarily know that on Supercross. So for me, it's going to be important with my team to help me, and we're going to see where we are when we start and how we progress. But I'm pleased that I've got the 12 weeks to slowly... I want to start at zero. I want to start the week after Pala, literally just riding on Supercross track and figuring it out. And then by the time we get to the first round, we'll see where we are. Yep. And if we're somewhere around the top 10, great. If we only just qualify, if we don't even qualify, it's like, okay, fuck, here's where we are. Yeah. We need to get some work done.
Yeah.
But we know I'm happy with the bike. It's not like I've never raced the bike and I'm coming in something completely different. Like, so I'm looking forward to that.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Cheers. Thank you very much, guys.